get ready to smile again with radio's home post, Think and Fade, written by Paul Reiser.
Fletcher is reminiscing at the moment, but we hear him saying,
made all his life clothes. Every stitch he wore, he made. Worked all day on the section gang, see? He was saw boss. And then after supper every evening, he'd whip out his needle and thread and sew on a nightgown,
his vest, and his underskirt or something.
Well, he cracked on those settlers to tell about
yes, it. And he turned out beautiful work. I remember some of his sewing was on exhibition at the county fair, and he won a blue ribbon. Something such nonsense.
Hi.
What?
Holler met Vic. He just come in.
Anybody that tells me the meat's not done gets to face upside the snoop.
Well, it's not.
How dare you tell me this, madam?
Here's a nice gift we got for dinner.
Hey, Uncle Fletcher. Greetings and felicitations. Keep your seat.
How are you, Vic?
I'm very, very sick.
Fine. Pretty morning this morning.
Yes, indeed. Rush, my boy. Take Papa's hat and overcoat and deposit him in the hallway.
Mm.
Did I tell you hello?
Uh-uh.
Very well. Hello.
Hello.
While you're in the hallway, Willie, get Aunt Bessie's poster card that's lying on the banister.
Okay.
Received a lovely poster card from Bessie this morning, Uncle Fletcher.
Yes. What's this about the meats not being done, Mrs. Cook?
We got beef, Uncle. Grocery boy never delivered them till after 10 o'clock.
I call that a very feeble excuse.
You appreciate how long it takes beef, Uncle, to get tender.
A very feeble excuse.
They'll be done in 10 minutes or so. Find it?
Yes.
Lovely poster card from Bessie.
Yes. Vic, I just told Sadie here about Arnie Hooker's there in Belvedere.
Oh?
You'll remember Arnie, likely.
No.
Made all his wife's clothes, you know.
Heard a fact.
Made every stitch he wore.
Well.
Arnie left Belvedere in 1913. Moved to Slamington, Minnesota. Went into the wirehead gravy business. And later died.
Really?
You can't get ahead of Arnie Hooker's.
Hmm.
Want me to read Bessie's little poster card, Uncle Fletcher?
Not at all. How are you, Rush?
All right, thanks.
Never noticed you come in.
I've been here all the time.
Yes.
Uncle Fletcher, this is a poster card from Bessie.
Oh?
Would you like to hear what she has to say?
No.
I think you mean yes. I'll read it.
Hey, I heard from Bessie myself.
Oh, really?
Sure. Half-wit letters in the inside pocket of my coat. Go fetch it, Rush. I'll give you a nickel.
You bet. But never mind about the nickel. Only too glad.
Yes, I heard from Bessie.
What did she have to say?
Oh, this junk and that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Mentions Walter.
Uh-huh.
Mentions Yumsy.
Uh-huh.
This junk and that junk.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this poster card, she says, dear sister-in-law, thought I would write and see...
Everything going along fine at the office, Rick?
The situation is perfectly under control, thanks.
Got a good morning's work under your belt, I expect.
I think I may say so.
Now you're hungry, huh?
Awful hungry.
Well, beef punkles will be done in just a few minutes.
Sadie tells me we're having beef punkles this noon.
Yeah.
Beef punkles hits the spot. I pushed my breakfast pretty close this morning with some potato chips. Fellow over at the gas station gave me. But my appetite's all whetted up again now, and I'll be able to handle my share of the beef punkles. What's the trouble, Rush?
I'm handing you your letter.
Letter?
You sent me in the hallway to get a letter out of your coat pocket.
Oh, from Bessie. Sure. Wait now while I see if I've got that penny I mentioned.
With a nickel you mentioned.
I believe I've got a penny here someplace.
Oh, forget it.
Yes.
Vic, Bess says, dear sister, no. Thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap seems to have let up considerable on the twinges. I suppose you
have... to put that penny on the cup, I guess, Rush.
Okay.
At least I got in my pockets a nickel.
Okay.
Just have to put that penny on the cuff for the time being.
Fine.
One penny I owe you. Remind me sometime.
All right.
Now, I'll dig off my glasses.
Uh-huh.
Vic.
Yeah?
Thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap seems to have let up considerable on the twinges. I suppose you have been having lots of snow the same as us. Yuncy has memorized a new piece on the piano where she crosses her hands and steps on the loud pedal. I expect Vic is having high old times at the office.
High old times at the office? What you think I do at the office? Tie roses in my hair and eat white grapes and play the guitar all day?
She's making a polite little remark about you, Zoll. She feels there ought to be some reference to you in the poster card. I expect Vic is having high old times at the office. I have been sewing on some dresser scarves. A neighbor lady, Mrs. Can't make this out. She writes a penny when she gets to the bottom of the poster card and tries to crowd so much in the person can't read it. A neighbor lady, Mrs. Somebody, give me some patterns that something or other something, very pretty. Is Rush still enjoying something or other something in his schoolwork, something? I hope he, something or other, ha-ha. Well, I guess he's something or other, something, something. Can't be expected to, something, something. Just dandy.
All right, people.
Hmm?
I got my spectacles on my nose. There's Bessie's letter, and I'm all ready to see what she's got to say.
Oh, haven't you read it yet?
No.
When did it arrive? This morning?
No.
That's the postmark one.
Okay. Here's my address on the envelope here. Mr.
Fletcher Rush.
Yes, Mr. Fletcher Rush. And then it goes ahead and gives my house number and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Up here in the corner, we have the postmark.
Uh-huh. Hey, February 9th.
No.
February 9th, 1942.
Postmark says Carberry, Illinois.
You've been carrying that letter around since the 9th of February?
Looks like it's been carried around a couple of years.
Yes, sir. The postmark says Carberry, Illinois.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, when did you receive that letter?
Oh, a while back.
Did you receive it in February?
Well, the postmark will give us that information. You make it out, Rush?
Yeah, February 9th.
Uh-huh. I've been meaning to read this letter right along, Sadie.
I hope.
Just looked like I couldn't get around to it. Reminded of it every evening, too. See, I always empty my pockets out on the top of my dresser before I go to bed night.
Huh.
And, of course, I've tried out this letter every evening. But I don't know. It seemed like I never got around to reading it.
Well, weren't you curious about what Bessie had to say?
Yes, I was curious.
Hmm.
I believe it was the night before last I got real curious. I was in my room ready to jump in bed and noticed Bessie's letter lay on my dresser there and thought, I wonder what Bessie says in that letter.
But you never opened it?
I jumped in bed.
Hmm.
Well, sir, here we have the envelope with my address written on it. Mr.
Fletcher Rush.
Yes, Mr. Fletcher Rush. And then it goes on ahead and gives the name of the street I live on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Up here in the corner, we have the postmark. Carberry, uh-huh. Illinois. February 9th, 1942.
February 9th.
Yes. And turning over the letter, we discover who it's from.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Walter Happers, Carberry, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
That's Bessie.
Yes.
Luke Racker there in Belvedere had some half-wit envelopes made and sent on him. Returned in 5 days.
Huh?
No, that's a joke. He actually had that on his envelope. Returned in 5 days to Luke Racker, Belvedere, Illinois.
Hmm.
Luke, you know, married a woman 15 years old, moved to Yachtman, Texas, went into the chocolate-flavored sandpaper business, and later died.
Huh.
I'm hungry.
So am I.
Rush, trot out in the kitchen and stick a fork in the beef, Uncle. We ought to be just about done.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Here we have a letter from Bessie.
Written a whole month ago.
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever open it?
Just never seemed to be able to get around to opening it.
Well, weren't you curious?
Curious? No, I can't say I was curious.
Curious? Didn't you want to find out what Bessie had to say?
Oh, curious. Sure, I was curious. Just the other evening I was curious. Half-wit letter was laying on top of my dresser, don't you think? And I happened to glance at it, and the thought hit me. By George, I wonder what Bessie says in that letter. But the curious feeling wore off after a bit. I hope to bed.
Hmm.
You're done, Les.
Fort going easy?
Yeah, these bungles are tender as a horse.
Well, fellas, I guess you can go sit down.
Fine. No foolin', you know, I'm a bunch of
guys. Yes, you're up. In half a minute, you'll be eating away 16 to the dozen.
Remember, Hobe Umberly there in Belvedere, Vic?
No.
Wore his socks outside his shoes.
Uh-uh.
Hobe Umberly married a woman 34 years old, paid the expenses of having all her teeth extracted as a wedding present, moved to Wash River, Kentucky, went into the corduroy looking glass business, and later died.
Hmm. Well, let's go eat.
Fine.
Don't forget your letter, Uncle Fletcher.
No, for mercy's sake, don't forget your letter. Wouldn't want to lose it.
I'll slip it in my pants pocket. Hmm. It's a letter from Bessie.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what Bessie says in this letter.